Brilliance Audio presents Vagina Problems. Endometriosis, Painful Sex, and Other Taboo Topics by Laura Parker. Performed by Terry Schnaubelt. Introduction. Welcome to the world of vagina problems. Vaginas. More than 50% of the population has one, but for some reason, we're not talking about them much. Sure, they're sometimes mentioned in a magazine or on TV, but we're not talking about them the way we should be. We're not talking about the fact that an estimated 176 million people worldwide live with endometriosis, and about 1 in 10 people with vaginas will experience some sort of vaginal or pelvic pain in their lifetime. We're not talking about painful sex or painful orgasms or periods that are so debilitating they keep you home from work or school. That's what we should be talking about. I have vagina problems. I say vagina problems because if I start going into every single thing I've ever been diagnosed with, you'd probably try to close out the screen, even though this is a book. What I'm saying is, this shit gets boring. It's a long list of words that mean nothing to the average person, and it's all a complicated way of saying that my vagina hurts, among other things. For the longest time, when filling out paperwork with a new doctor or trying to explain my pain to friends, I would try to keep it really simple. I'd say, "Oh, I have stomach problems." It was always easier than trying to explain what the hell endometriosis or vaginismus is. But as the years passed and the diagnoses kept piling on, I was no longer sure what to say or how to say it. It's not just my vagina that hurts. It's my legs, my back, my stomach, my vagina, my bladder. And it's not just endometriosis anymore. It's endometriosis, vaginismus, vulvodynia, vulvar vestibulitis syndrome, overall pelvic floor dysfunction, interstitial cystitis, PMDD, fibrocystic breasts, and probable adenomyoses. And those are just the ones that I've actually been able to get a diagnosis or term for. What the hell are all those words I just wrote? I don't even know half the time, if I'm being honest. And, you know, who wants to hear you list all that stuff in everyday conversation? No one. I promise you. No one. Years ago, when I was first diagnosed with endometriosis, I had barely even heard of the damn disease, and I wasn't alone. When I would tell people of my new diagnosis as an explanation for my pain over the past several years, they would meet my eyes with a blank
Sample complete. Ready to continue?